This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I find it intriguing to note that the first problem that Paul addresses to a church with problems is the problem of unity. I don't think that's an accident for this reason. Nothing else matters in a church if there's no unity. It doesn't matter if he talked about doctrinal things in this issue and that issue if people were divided. And so that's why I think unity matters, is because it's crucial to the future of a church. Did you know that churches in any community, whether it's Dayton or Cincinnati or Columbus or any city, can be known as a unified church or a non-unified church? Some of you know more about the churches of this area than I do or ever will know. And you know that you can drive by churches and they're known for their disunity. They're known for their strife. They're known for their fighting. Just as where I grew up in Hammond, Indiana, outside of Chicago, there were churches when I was growing up that people would say, now that's where they've got a lot of strife and they've been fighting for 20 years over this issue. And that church, they've been fighting for 50 years over this issue. And churches become known, get this, not for their evangelism, not for their love or their outreach, they become known for their conflict, just like families. Families can be known for their conflict. Families develop a reputation. Well, there's the so-and-so's house. You know how the police are there every month. They're having a fight there again. They had another one the other week. And people get to identify a place, a family, a home is a place of conflict and strife. And the same thing is true with bodies of believers known as Christians. So what I want to do is just talk about some things out of this passage and let it speak to you and let it speak to me. I want to talk about what unity is. It's in verse 10, if we could bring that up again. I appeal to you, brothers, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that all of you agree with one another so there may be no divisions among you and that you may be perfectly united in mind and thought. I want to say something about unity that some of you have never heard of before. I believe it's healthy for church people to disagree on different issues. You don't have to agree on dotting every I or crossing every T, but there has to be a unity of love and a unity of purpose, being of the same mind, being on the same page, even if we don't agree on every detail. This will surprise some of you to say this, but I really believe this. Show me a church where everybody agrees on every little thing, I mean everything, and I'll show you a cult. Cult groups are great on perfect, total unity. When everybody believes everything that the person next to them believes and you believe what the person in front of you believes to the letter, that's a cult in my mind, a definition of a cult. But there is freedom for differences of opinion. So, you know, I don't agree with that, but you know what? I love the body of Christ here. We're moving forward. I love the kingdom of God and we're moving forward. That's what Paul meant when he said being of the same mind. To be one in thought means we're on the same page. We don't agree on everything, but because we love the Lord and we love people, there's unity. There's unity. There's functional unity. There's spiritual unity that exists in a church. Now let's bring up verse 11 and 12. My brothers, some from Chloe's household have informed me that there are quarrels, factions is the word, what it means, among you. Verse 12, what I mean is this. One of you says, I follow Paul. Another says, I follow Apollos. Another says, I follow Cephas. Still another, I follow Christ. What was happening at the church in Corinth, people were lining up behind different teachers and leaders.
Well, someone might say that doesn't happen today. Well, my friend, it does. It happens all over the country, and we can all give examples of that. Our website is crosshope.org. This message will continue tomorrow. That's crosshope.org.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.